This is Dr. Indigo dictating a disability fiscal for a claimant by the name of Jesus Gonzalez Barrera. Date of birth is May the 5th, 1964. Case ID number is 2820537. Date of exam 4/5/2022. Duration of examination 45 minutes. Medical information available prior to examination. Yes, a Social Security questionnaire dated 12/30/21. And medical records from Dr. Samuel Garcia. COVID-19 status. The claimant states that he has been exposed to COVID-19 and did have it in December of 2021. He has had symptoms of fever, cough, shortness of breath, aches and pains, and diarrhea. He tested positive for COVID-19 and states that no other family members have had COVID-19. The claimant has had two COVID-19 shots in 2021. Identifying information. This is a 57-year-old separated male from a common law wife in California with two boys who presented to my office with his girlfriend for an examination to evaluate ankylosing spondylitis of the spine, neck, and back. The present time the claimant is unemployed and his last employment date was on February 9th, 2020, when he worked in the oil field for approximately 10 years. During that time, he worked 100 hours per week, 7 days out of the week and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives in a mobile home park with his girlfriend. And he is not receiving disability benefits at this time. Allegations, number one, ankylosing spondylitis of the spine, neck, and back. History of allegations, ankylosing spondylitis of the spine, neck, and back. The claimant states that in 2019, a heavy piece of machinery fell on his head and neck area. He states the character of the pain is an electrical pain located mostly in the C-spine area that radiates down both legs. He was diagnosed with osteoarthritis and ankylosing spondylitis of the neck and back area. No surgeries have been performed. His limitations include being able to walk one block slowly, stand for 10 minutes, sit for 45 minutes, but unable to lift anything above his head. He states he also has difficulty bending over. The claimant has no assistive devices that he uses at this time. His daily activities include sleeping, watching TV, doing lighthouse work, going to the grocery store, cooking, doing the laundry, and walking in the park. His physician is Dr. Sam Garcia. He denies seeing a chiropractor or receiving physical therapy. At the present time, he takes medication for his pain, which he states does not give him relief. He states he takes Tylenol ER, 650 milligrams BID. He was diagnosed with ankylosing spondylitis of the neck and back area, along with osteoarthritis. The claimant states he has difficulty in moving and rotating his neck and head, and because of this has had problems with decreased sleep, headaches, pain with laughing, and coughing. Limitations, the claimant is able to walk one block, stand for 10 minutes, climb three steps, but unable to squat or bend over to pick up clothes. He is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, open up a jar top, comma, use a skillet, comma, sweep a room, comma, button his clothes, but not lift anything above his head. He has no assistive devices, and his physician is Dr. Sam Garcia. And as noted earlier, he takes Tylenol 650 milligrams BID for pain, which does not relieve his pain. The claimant states he likes to walk in the park to get some exercise. Family history: his father is 87 and has hypertension. And his mother is 76 and suffers from severe weakness. Medications: the claimant is on doxycycline, Hyclate 100 milligrams BID, and Tylenol ER 650 milligrams BID. Medical problems: post-traumatic cervical arthritis with ankylosing spondylitis of the spine. History of COVID-19 in December of 2021. The claimant is also suffering at this time from epididymitis and orchitis, which is being treated with doxycycline. Social history: the claimant has a history of smoking socially. He states that he drinks a 12-pack of beer per week and has done so for 30 years. He denies any delirium, tremors, or seizure disorder. Substance abuse: the claimant states he does smoke marijuana, and the last time he did it was a week ago. He denies the use of cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases: the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination: temperature is 98.4 Fahrenheit. Weight is 215 pounds. Height: Five feet 11 inches. BP 132 over 80 mmHg. Heart rate 75 beats per minute. Respiration 19 respirations per minute. Pulse oximeter reading was 94. BMI is 33. General: this is a 57-year-old male who appears to be his stated age and is in mild acute distress. He appears also to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability evaluation. The claimant had difficulty moving his head secondary to C-spine pain. Could you drop down to H-E-E-N-T? Down to the last two sentences. Visual acuity was grossly normal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision: OD uncorrected is 20/25. OS uncorrected is 20/25. Binocular uncorrected is 20/20. Could you please drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant had palpable muscle spasms and tenderness of the C-spine and the upper shoulders. No joint swelling, erythema, effusion, or other deformity was noted. There was abnormal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine. The claimant was unable to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor and was unable to flex at the lumbar area secondary to severe orchitis / epididymitis of his scrotum area. There is normal range of motion, motor and sensory findings in the upper and lower extremities. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting position was 90 degrees bilaterally, and in the supine position was 60 degrees on the right side and 80 degrees on the left. Sensory examination was normal to light touch throughout the body. There is normal range of motion and strength of both knees. However, the right knee only flexed to 110, while the left knee flexed to 140. The claimant was unable to squat and get up on his own, secondary to the problem that he has in his genitals. Difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table, but with some difficulty. The claimant had no difficulty in walking on his heels or toes, as well as being able to walk at a normal tandem rate. He could stand on one foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assistive devices, he requires no assistive devices at this time. Neurological exam. Grip strength is plus 5 over 5 bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 are grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were normal at plus 2. Sensory examination was normal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was normal. There is no evidence of muscle wasting, but the claimant does have some muscle spasms in the cervical spine area. Muscle strength was plus 5 over 5 for all tested areas. Fine and dexterous finger control is normal bilaterally. X-ray of the C-spine area, dash no acute findings. Functional capacity based on the current examination. The claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle small to medium-sized objects. He hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction, except for cervical spine spasms. He is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting, but does show some fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields or in his vision. He's able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to a cervical spine injury with spasms noted in that area. Probable diagnoses, number one, ankylosis spondylitis of the spine, neck, and back. Dash, confirm with physical examination and x-rays. The claimant does appear to have pain in his cervical spine area and has not had further examination to see if other tests are needed at this time. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Jesus Gonzalez Barrera.